And next on the teleconference is Northwestern senior guard Tommy Doles. Doles has been an anchor on the Wildcats' offensive line for the last three seasons and has helped the Wildcats to three consecutive victories heading into the Big Ten championship game. Tommy, thanks for joining us. If you could, give us some quick opening comments on Saturday's game, and then we'll open the call for media questions.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I think it's just us being at this point is a testament to the character of this group and just the way that we've faced adversity and have stuck together and just made a decision that we're going to come in and work each and every day to get one day better. And when you put all that together, you've got something special. So we've got a real brotherhood on the team. That's one of my favorite things about our program and the team that we have. It's just the way that we play for each other. And now we're so excited for this opportunity to play Ohio State, a great football team, and showcase who we are as a program, who we are as a team, and achieve one of our great program goals. Thank you.
Thanks, Tommy. Let's open it up for media questions at this time.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. And your first question is for Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Tommy, can you give me your impressions of Ohio State's defensive line and the challenge that they will present to you guys?
Yeah, they're an extremely athletic group. You know, everyone on there has a lot of talent, so there's no one that you can fall asleep on. So I think what's going to be important for us is just sticking to our fundamentals because, you know, our fundamentals are designed to handle movement and bringing our style of football that we've been playing. We've just been getting better at running the ball because of the attitude that we've brought every time we hear a run play called. So just doing what we do, but doing it well. Everyone's got to play their best football, and fortunately that's the direction we've been heading as an offensive line.
And you mentioned the run game. It struggled badly at times this year. What got it back on track?
Well, I think partly credit to our coaches for finding the right schemes to put us in and finding the best ways to utilize Isaiah's strengths and our strengths as a group. But I think that, you know, up front as an offensive line, you take pride in running the football, and that's something that we haven't let go of. So the times when we weren't running the ball, it wasn't a question of whether or not we're good enough. It was, guys, what do we have to do to live up to what we know we're capable of? Because we're a group that's been playing together for a long time. We have a lot of experience. And it also comes to, you know, the Tuesday, Wednesday practices. How physical are we going to be? How hard are we going to be working? And that adds up until you get a great inside zone run or something that breaks away. And you know that that's the product of all the work that's gone into it.
All right. Thank you, Tommy.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Dan Hope, 11 Warriors.
Hi, Tommy. Coach Fitzgerald said that he had spent some time the past couple of weeks looking ahead to the Big Ten championship game because you guys had already clinched the Big Ten West title. Did you look at all ahead to this game in advance over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, so what we did as a group and as a leadership, the leadership on our team was we weren't trying to completely ignore the fact that we had the Big Ten championship coming up. I don't think that'd be realistic. But we still had some very important games ahead of us. You know, it was, we wanted to sweep the West Division, had to beat our rival Illinois. So we couldn't be looking past it, but instead what we did was just take on the identity of a championship football team and said, you know, we're going to be a championship team. So we're going to win when we're on the field. So win our one-on-one matchups, beat the teams that we play against. And so we had in mind what was ahead of us, but I think that actually fueled us to play our best with the games that were in front of us because ultimately, yeah, I mean, you hear this a lot. It's kind of a cliche, but the goal for every college football team is to go 1-0 each week. And when you're starting to look past that, you get into trouble. So, yeah, like I said, we used the championship game to motivate us to be our best every day.
What's it like for you as a senior who's been here to have gone through the past 4 years and to now be in this position to finally compete in a Big Ten championship game?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of gratitude grateful for the group of seniors that have been with every step of the way, grateful for the coaching staff that's invested so much into us, grateful to God for giving me this opportunity and these abilities. But, you know, it's something that we've been working towards, and it's pretty cool when something you've been working towards for 5 years is right in front of you. I remember when I first committed to Northwestern way back when in high school, one of the first things I did was text Clayton, who I'd gotten to know a little bit during the recruiting process, and said, "Hey, Clayton, just committed to Northwestern. Let's go win a Big Ten championship." And so to come to this point where it's right in front of us is very exciting.
Thanks, Tommy.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star 1. Your next question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Yeah, Tommy, I was wondering, what explains you guys basically had that narrow loss to Akron, and then you have a narrow loss to a certain extent to Notre Dame. And what just kind of explains kind of what y'all have been through this year from the standpoint of maybe character building, for want of another word, but how close you were to maybe a really big time great season?
Yeah, definitely a character building experience. I think it was just this attitude and this belief who we are as a football team and as a program. And, you know, after the Akron game, it wasn't us questioning, wow, maybe we're not as good as we thought we were. Maybe we don't have what it takes to achieve our goals. It was, okay, we're not living up to what we know we can do. So what's it going to take? And I think that our group of seniors just didn't flinch. We stuck to what we knew it was going to take, which is working every day. And, yeah, it's going to be a regret of mine for a long time that we didn't win those games. You know, anyone can look back on their career, have things they wish they had back. But
yeah,
we knew we had to look at what we had ahead of us. And I think that's what it took.
And when your coach stood up, I was going to say on a soapbox, I don't know what he was standing on, you know, but after the Minnesota game and sort of said, you know, people weren't giving you guys enough credit, for want of another term. I'm paraphrasing there, though. I don't know. I don't know if you guys were aware of that, but what did it do for you guys as a group? And you know, to know that your coach felt that way, but did y'all feel that way too? If you follow my drift.
Yeah, I think something about our group is that we're always motivated by playing for each other. That I think I've learned over my time here that, you know, we're not going to be always the talk of media and the national conversation. And so it's something that it didn't really mean too much to us what was happening outside, because we knew that it was about what we did inside the program. But at the same time, you know, everyone who's playing football at this level takes a lot of pride in what they want to do, and they want to get respect for the things they have done.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just something that also motivates us every day to just be our best, and that's all we can do.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Tommy, thanks again for joining us. We look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.